The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody glad and excited this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Benefit Restoration Banquet. That's the title of this service this morning. And the title of the message is Sevenfold Restoration. The title of the service this morning is Benefit Restoration Banquet. The title of the message is Sevenfold Benefit Restoration. It's a special service, and something special will come for you in Jesus' name. Our God is a restorer. Restorer of life. Restorer of dignity. Restorer of destiny. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. Joel chapter 2, from verse 25. Can we read together, everybody? One, two, go. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the powerworm, my great army which I sent amongst you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that I dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Praise the Lord. You will never be ashamed. I say you will never be ashamed. From eternity past in now, the devil has always been a thief. His major assignment is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. According to John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10, verse 10. For the enemy cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come. The reason why I have come is that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That will be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Whatever has been stolen from you and you and you, it will be restored today to your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Devil is a thief. Always looking for something to steal. Always looking for something that is not his own, he can take away. And I say this, all that he has taken from your life in the last 1 year, 3 years, 7 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, even more, shall be restored at a go in the name of Jesus. It shall be restored at a go in the name of Jesus. When do you know when you need restoration? When do you know if you really need restoration? Number one, or A, is when you have been cheated in the past by the devil himself or by his wicked forces. Anytime you have been cheated by the devil or his wicked forces in the past, you need restoration. Number two, when do you need restoration? When you used to do well in the past, but suddenly things change for the worse. In the past, you do very well. Things were going, your marriage was going smoothly. Your family was, your business used to boom. But after you finish business, any day, you go with good money. Good money. Good money. Good money. Good money. Good money. But all of a sudden, it's as if business is not good. You any day you even take 1,000 naira home, yeah, that's a very good day. You need a restoration. Number three, how do you know when you need restoration? When your benefits are being held captive by people unlawfully. Your money, your wife, your resources, your car, your appointment letter, your certificate, One of our daughters gave a testimony this morning that a certificate that has been withheld for 4 years released. Somebody is here this morning, whatever has been withheld by anyone shall be released in the name of Jesus. I was reading the papers yesterday in the Punch that a lecturer in Lasu withheld some people's results, and there were 50 people, because of 50,000 naira bribe for 6 years. He held on to the result for 6 years because for that reason they said, give me 50,000, I won't give you. Until those people went to allow us to meet the former governor, and they were able to intervene before they released it. So they lost 6 years of their life because of somebody's wickedness. Any wicked power or wicked force that has said that in their life you will not do well, Lord will terminate them. Amen. The Lord will terminate them. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? 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 Amen. D. Ushers always avoid distractions when the message is on. When do you need restoration? When years are moving and you don't have much to show for your labor. Years are moving and you cannot have much to show for your labor. You are walking like an elephant, but it's as if you are eating like an ant. You go to work every day, every blessed day you are going to work, but it's as if you are not working. Naira does not meet naira in your hand. When one naira comes, that naira must finish before another one comes. You need restoration. Salary does not mean salary in your hand. One salary must finish for many days before you another salary must come. Stock must finish before another stock can come. You need restoration. 4E. Number five is when it looks like you are in a satanic benefit holiday. When it looks as if you are in a satanic benefit holiday. That is, it's as if there's an holiday on your blessing. It's as if you are watching. How many of us have watched film before? And you wanted to go and check the dodo. And you press the remote control. Pause. That is how some people's life are. It's as if everything is on pause mode. When a film is on pause, nobody can enjoy it. Say, pause it. And somebody was about to slap somebody in that action film. And he said, oh! And he stopped there. Then that one will be there till whenever. Until they unpause it. Somebody is here today. That power that pause your progress, that power that pause your destiny, will suddenly catch fire in the name of Jesus. We suddenly catch fire in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Quickly this morning, 7 areas that you require sevenfold restoration. We'll talk about this area. There are many areas, but because of our time, I'll just narrow down on these 7 areas. Then we'll move on. 7 areas that you require sevenfold restoration. Number one area is in the area of peace. Somebody say peace. There are many people that they can't talk of peace in any segment or in any areas of their life. Everything is in uproar. There is no peace in any area of their life and of their destiny. And I speak to such people here this morning. I decree peace in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree peace in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree peace in every segment of your destiny in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. In John 14 verse 27, John chapter 14 verse 27, the Bible says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Turn to your neighbor and say, not let your heart be troubled. Turn to another neighbor, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus entered the boat one day. He was in the boat. And it was as if the boat will capsize. It was as if the boat will break to pieces. And he said, peace be still. I speak to somebody's marriage this morning. Somebody's business this morning. Somebody's health this morning. I declare peace be still in the name of Jesus. Amen. The devil is an author of confusion. He does not like peace. Anywhere there is peace, the devil does not like it. Anywhere there is peace, devil does not. He will want to cause problem. In Nigeria, there was problem in the northeast, and focus was on the northeast. All of a sudden, from nowhere, we're having another problem again. Where the center of the resources of the nation, there's unrest. Different groups rising up, everybody laying claim to the same resources. When nobody was there, when the thing was put there, everybody says my own, not says my own. The people that are there say it's my own. The Yoruba says, okay. All these are because the enemy does not want peace. But I speak to Nigeria today. There shall be peace in this nation. There shall be peace in this nation. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two area that we need restoration is in the area of wealth and prosperity. Wealth and prosperity. In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. The Bible says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. You know who Jesus is. He was a rich man. But because of you, he descended low to become poor, to be born in the manger, so that you can become rich. What is that saying? It is an aberration for you to be begging for bread. It's a misnomer. It's not right as a Christian to be doing Babi Allah from your friends all over the place. Sending emails, sending texts all over the place, requesting for aid. You are the one that should aid others. Amen. You are the one that should aid others, not you searching for aid all over the place. In 3 John verse 2, 3 John verse 2, say, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. That's my desire for you. You must prosper. And somebody is here this morning, you must prosper. I say, you must prosper. You must prosper. If I were you, I would say a better amen. If I were you, I would say a better amen. God did not design you for poverty. He did not design you for poverty. He did not design you to scratch the ground. I once said here, I said when Jesus was here, he used to take bread and honey. He said, how can you now be here and be eating gravel and cement? How can you be here? When Jesus was here, he enjoyed his life. How can you now be, when he was about to die, they were struggling for his clothes. They were struggling for his garments. It's me that will take it. It's me that will take it. It's me that will take it. If he was wearing rags, would they be struggling for the clothes? From today, my God will open the windows of heaven for you and your family. Mark it. This forthcoming Christmas that is coming in December. Since you have been born, this will be the best one you have ever done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said that Christmas is too long. He said, I should tell you that even in this week, what has never happened to you before in righteousness, God will do it for you. As we prepare to end this month and to go into the month of October, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has never come to the heart of man is coming for you and your family in the name of Jesus. Either you are standing or sitting, stretch your hands here. Into these hands today, I decree the restoration of your lost blessings. I decree the restoration of your lost monies. Right now, systems are put under pressure. Companies are put under pressure. Bosses are put under pressure. Your helpers are put under pressure to release to you what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Take your seat. God wants to restore to you lost wealth and benefits. Number three, under this sevenfold restoration is the restoration of your joy. Someone say joy. In Psalm 51 verse 12, Psalms 51 verse 12, the Bible says, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Somebody's joy must be restored today. Somebody's joy must be restored today. The days of your mourning, sadness, everybody asking you, what's wrong with you? Why are you? Say nothing. Ah, but why are you like this? Bible says in Psalm 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I can see that this is your morning, and joy is coming for you today. I say joy is coming for you today. Joy is coming for you today. In the name of Jesus. David was always happy. He was always glad. So why are they cast down my soul? Why are they disquieted within me? My soul, you can't afford to be sad. Sometimes when you feel sad, talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Why can I be sad? Why can I be unhappy? I can walk. I can lift my hands. In my place, they say, I lift my hand, I can lift it. I lift my leg, I can lift it. I open my eyes, I can see. I can hear. I can eat. I can smell. These are all things that must bring you joy. These are all things that must bring you joy. There's some people permanently, they don't smile. Permanently. But for somebody here this morning, your joy will be restored. That thing that you think of, that when you think about it, your joy suddenly becomes sad. That thing turns to a testimony for you. Amen. That issue turns into an issue of testimony for you. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. There is going to be a shouting of joy in your family today. Amen. A new melody will spring forth from your family. Today, there is a melody in my heart, today, there's a melody in my heart, melody, today, there's a melody, as a melody, today, there's a melody. Somebody is here, a new melody will come for you. David was dancing in joy after God restored back to him the ark. 1 Corinthians 16 from verse 25. And the Bible says he was dancing. After every seven step, they will make sacrifice. He called all the elders, dancing like anything. You know what? The saddest wife said, why is this guy dancing? What's making you happy? That's Mikael. Say, why are you happy? What's going on? She was peeping and looking at everybody was that. See, anytime you see people joyful, join the joyful train. Even before you ask, what's making you happy? Join them. The people you move, the people you follow, determines what follows you. If you follow sadness, you never become joyful. If you follow people that all the time they are nothing makes them happy in this life. Okay, today we have a slight issue with our generator. What about since all these days that we have been using generator and there's no problem? We still used the generator yesterday for rehearsals. Yes or no? Amen. God is faithful. Someone say God is faithful. God is faithful. It is the generation that has issue, not my brain. Amen. What is it? Relax. Let the joy of the Lord ooze out of your life. Relax. 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 It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. You know what happened to that lady? Because she did not join in that joy, she never tasted the joy of children till forever. She was the only woman in the scripture, Michael, that never had children. Just because she did not, instead of her to pray, Father, I know I'm a sadist, but now that I can see people happy, Father, give me the grace to join them. Instead of that, she wanted to add more sadness. Let me say, you don't know why I'm happy. It is the God that gave me this throne and took away your father's father. Hallelujah. No matter how long sadness has been in your heart, it must get out today. Amen. There will be a restoration of joy in your family. Amen. All those husband and wife that is, you are inside the house, you are like cat and mouse. Husband is in with this place, wife is here. Enough is enough. He that finds a wife, I think I will stop interpreting my message because everybody now is just doing interpretation here and there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just listen now. Enough of all this cat and mouse inside the house. You smile every time to everybody at home, outside the office. Hello. Hello, how are you? How's everything? When you get home? Yeah, welcome. Welcome for what? Is food ready or not? So I can know if I'm going to take food outside. Enough of that. Let the joy of the Lord. Don't let your children be taking cover when you get home. Say, lion, don't come. Everybody run. When you come, everybody should be excited. Their hearts should bubble for joy. You throw them up. You are playing, you are dancing, you are thanking God. There are some people, even if ordinary, their security man hear their horn, he feels like going to poo-poo. See? I'm going to go away. Because he knows there will be problem. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. There's going to be a change of story for you. Number four area of restoration is in the area of your health and vitality. In Jeremiah 30 verse 17, Jeremiah 30 verse 17, the Bible says, I will restore health unto thee. Somebody say health unto thee. Our God is a restorer God. So I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wound. Someone say amen.
Amen.
That wound in your body, something is going to ensure, God is going to ensure that there's a healing today in Jesus' name. Heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. So everybody says, he's an outcast. He's a sick person. She's a sick woman. That sickness is over today. Your donation to chemists is finally over. Your donation to hospitals is finally over. Your contributions to hospitals is finally over. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
There was a man called Ezekiah in Isaiah 38 from verse 1 to 5. A king was sick unto death. Not sickness is at a different level. The Bible says he was sick unto the extent that he was almost dead. And the Lord spoke to him through Isaiah. Say, when somebody is sick and he now sends the person's pastor to go and tell the person, you see, I appreciate you, but you see something like this. That person knows he's going to die. You know what he did? He went to God in prayers. And God reversed that health condition and restored the problem. If it was a liver, he replaced it with new liver. If it was the heart, he gave him a brand new heart. If his spinal cord had injury, God removed that spinal cord and gave him another spinal cord. No matter what it is in your body today that has sickness or disease, God is going to touch it today. And the Bible said God added 15 more years to his years. 15 more years. If it was 60, he added it to 75. If it was 75, he moved him to 90. If it was 90, he moved him to 105. Somebody's here. God is going to grant you long life and prosperity. Amen. Health and vitality must be restored in this service today. There was a man called Jairus, who was one of the rulers, in Mark chapter 5, from verse 22 to 24. His daughter, only, no, the devil is very wicked. Only daughter, about to be killed by the devil. Mark chapter 5, from verse 22. And the Bible says, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, that's Jesus' feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. My daughter is at the point to die. Something must be done. And as Jesus was going, again, there was an interruption and all that about the one with the issue of blood. But that's not where we're going this morning. The Bible says in verse 35 that they even came to him and said, don't bother Jesus again. This lady has already died. Don't bother the master again. She's already dead. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, all of you relax. I'm a restorer. The breath that has left, I will bring it back. The life that has gone, I will restore it back. And you know what? Those guys that were crying before suddenly began to laugh. They began to laugh. All those laughing at you, God is going to put them to shame. All those laughing at you, God will put them to shame. It's amazing. The same people that were crying began to laugh. This one is dead. This one is gone. And Jesus pushed them out. And suddenly, they brought forth somebody that was already dead. And he said, go and give her food. And they took the damsel by hand and said unto her, Talita kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Arise. Everything dead in your destiny must arise today. Amen. Your dead organs must arise today. Amen. That dead organ in your body must arise today. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. And straight away the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Men will be surprised at the outcome of your life. Amen. Men will be surprised at the outcome of your life. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Number 5 benefit which must be restored in this sevenfold restoration is dead and lost benefits. There's a story of a man called Lazarus in John 11 from verse 1. Particularly, that's where the story started from. It's a long story. But I'll go to verse 40. Where the guy was actually lifted out of death. And Jesus said, thank you, Jesus. John 11, verse 40, all through to 44. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. 40 now, 40. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus said, now look at this. This man was already, go to 41. Then they took away the stone. There was already a stone on his tomb. It's a long story. It started from verse 1. But because of time, that's why I'm here. They already placed a stone. He was already dead for 4 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. He was already decomposing. In fact, when somebody dies within the next 30, 45 minutes, they already snuffed the nose and the ears and everywhere air can enter because of the smell. This one was 4 solid days. 4 solid days. And Jesus went there and spoke to him. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Next verse. And I knew that thou hearest me always. How many of you know that God hears you always? So this morning as you pray, he's going to hear you again. Go to verse 43 now. because of time. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. What am I saying here this morning? Your dead businesses, your dead education, your dead marital glory shall suddenly jack back to life today. It will suddenly jack back to life today. A 4-day-old dead person came back to life. How much more that education? How much more the joy in your marriage? Somebody's here today. Whatever has been killed by the devil shall resurrect today in the name of Jesus. Your career that is as if is lopsided, is as if it's almost dead, stagnated, frustrated, suddenly there will be life in that career today. That's your promotion, as if they have strangulated your promotion. They have put their hand on the neck of your brother permanently. They want you to stay like a soldier on a stop at a particular place. Your full stop is hereby turned to a comma today in the name of Jesus. Anywhere they have put a full stop that you cannot go beyond this, God is moving you forward today. In the name of Jesus. Number 6 in this sevenfold restoration is the restoration. Oh, before I go to number 6, I said number 1 is what? The restoration of peace. Number 2, restoration of wealth and prosperity. Number 3 is restoration of joy. Number 4, health and vitality. Number 5, dead and lost benefits. That's talking about your business, your career, and anything that is dead. It doesn't necessarily have to be a human being. Anything dead must come back to life today. Somebody say today. When are you getting your own? When is that thing coming back to life? Shout a big hallelujah. Number 6 is spiritual zeal and fervency. Spiritual zeal and fervency. We are in a world where many Christians' spiritual zeal is going down. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. The Bible says, he giveth power to the faint. That is, if you are fainting, he can give you power. He can resuscitate your spiritual zeal. Devil is very wicked. He knows if he can push you down spiritually, he has pushed you down in every area. The spiritual controls the physical. Once your spiritual life is down, every other thing comes down. And he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Even the youth, and it's very glaring. Many youths, once vibrant, now very tired. I'm tired. But that will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. And the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, somebody say but. But those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. Somebody is here. There will be a restoration of your spiritual strength. A new zeal for God. A new hunger for God comes for you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. One of the things I hate hearing most in this world is when people talk about their past exploits for God. I hate hearing it. But when I was in secondary school, I was the so person. What are you doing now? When I was in the university or polytechnic, I was the coordinator. But now you are not coordinating anything. The only thing you are coordinating now is your yourself. Coordinating nothing. Doing nothing. I pray for somebody here today. New fire and fervency comes for you and your family in Jesus' name. In Joel 2, verse 28 and 29. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants, and also and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour my spirit. Today, God will pour his spirit upon you. That grace to hunger for God. You don't have to be a pastor, but you must have a hunger for God. There must be a desire in you that pants after God. There must be something in you that makes you want to be in God's house always. Not to talk of Sunday. Sunday morning is a must. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. But even other days, I was here yesterday and I saw one of our leaders here, one of the protocol. And as I parked, just to drop something quickly for the choir, I said, "What are you doing here? You're not in the choir now." He said, "I was just passing." And I said, "Let me just check the church." There's a heart of hunger. Just going somewhere else. I said, "Let me just check the church and see how things are going." Your heart must hunger for God if you want a restoration. There must be something that is pushing you towards God. It's pushing you towards God. Anything pushing you towards God is pushing you towards blessing. Anything pushing you away from God is pushing you into damnation. Any work that does not allow you to serve God is a work pushing you to hellfire. Any work or business that does not allow you to know who God is, or to stay with God, or to have time for God at any point, is a business of the air. It can be blown away at any time. It's a business that can fly away like a bird. Anything that will not allow you to pant after God has no value here and eternity. Let your heart pant after him if you want a resurrection. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. And this panting relates in the areas of prayer, fasting, evangelism, studying of the word, etc. There's a desire in you. Your heart is passionate for God. And today, God will take you there. Number seven area of this sevenfold restoration is speedy progress and advancement. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shines more and more until the perfect day. Excuse me. The path of the just is like a shining light, and it shines more and more. Somebody say more and more. So God destined you for more and more progress. God destined you for more and more progress. Yes, thank God for the progress last month. He expects you to progress this month. Thank God for the progress last year. He expects you to progress this year. And anybody here who has not experienced any tangible progress in this 2017, in this last week of September, progress shall be your portion on all sides. Progress shall be your portion on all sides. Maybe it's a long time they congratulated you. They will congratulate you this week. Maybe it's a long time they thank God for you. They will thank God for you this week. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. As I begin to round up, keys to the restoration of benefit. Number one key is identify what the devil has taken from you. Identify what the devil has stolen. Is it your husband? Is it your car? Is it your admission? Is it your health? Is it your peace of mind? Identify what the devil has taken from you. Maybe when you married your wife, things were so rosy. You call yourself different names. Honey, darling, sugarloo, honey poo. Different names. The only sugar in my tea. The one that makes my heart beat. You even sing for your husband. Or you sing for your wife. You have a song with a name. Maybe the name is Bumi. Then you now coin a name. You know, to make it sweet. But now, maybe it is mortar for pounding yam that you're almost using to pursue your wife in the house. That is what is lost. The sweetness in the home has flown away. You must get it restored. Identify what is lost. Maybe before now, you do so well in your studies. So well. Primary school, very well. Secondary school, but now that you are in university, guy! seven courses, five and a half of it is not good. You know that this is not right. You want a restoration. Number two, keys to restoration is believe God for your restoration. Don't doubt God. Stop doubting God. If restoration is your desire, faith is important. Father, I believe you. Lord, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk, I'm all. You go do, I'm all. Baba God, oh. I believe. Baba God, Baba. I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk, I'm all. You go do, I'm all. Baba God, oh. So believe for your restoration. Jesus speaking, say, if I come back, will I see find faith in the earth? If I come back, will I see people that have faith and believe? In the Bible, only women had enough faith to get their dead bodies restored. Men's faith was weak. There was no man that almost all the men, their faith was weak. They are women. Women. The Lord will help you. Amen. To be even better and stronger than the women of those days. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number three, key to restoration of benefits is to spend your life to please God and to delight in Him. If you want God to restore benefit to you, delight in God. Let your heart delight in Him. Express your love to Him. Show Him how much you care about Him. Show Him how much you care. Serve Him. If somebody sees something from any of my children, and I tell that child, go and wash this car, he washes it. Go and iron this clothes, he irons it. Go and clean the sitting room, he cleans it. And he comes to me and said, hey, daddy, you see, somebody stole my drumstick. Definitely, I say, oh yeah, let's go there. Let's go there. That's why most people don't get restoration. There's nothing they can point to that they are doing for God. If you are here this morning and there's nothing tangible, sizable that you are doing for God, you have to repent so that your restoration can be fast. And your restoration can be speedy. You can tell God, you know I'm a useful person. Devil cannot cheat me for nothing. No, I'm your child. And God will say, oh yeah, angels, let us go. Somebody's here today. God is going to give you the grace to serve Him more. Amen. For many of us here who are already serving God, you will never be tired. Amen. In Jesus' name. And number four, key to restoration of benefit is to demand for your restoration. Sevenfold. Sevenfold, you demand for it in prayers. Proverbs 6:30-31. When something has been stolen from you, you demand for it in the place of prayer. Say, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his own soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, he will restore sevenfold. Someone say sevenfold. He said, when somebody steals from you, he said, once you discover him, he said the next thing is to pursue him till he restores sevenfold. And he will give everything he has for it. If he has to give his life for it, he has to give his life. He has to return it to you. Your benefit will be restored to you today. In Mark 3:27. Mark chapter 3, verse 27, the Bible was explaining there that if you are going to go into the house of somebody who has stolen from you, Mark 3:27. No man can enter into the strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his goods. You can't just go there like that casually. You go there with a weapon of war, which is your weapon of prayers. You go there and you place a demand. I know it's my right to have children. You can't keep my children in covens. You can't keep my children in covens of witchcraft. You can't keep this business in covens of witchcraft. You can't keep my home under the leg of the enemy. No. A home that was sweet before. A home that was glorious before. How can you now say, how can it now be a home that is beaten every day? Enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. There must be a change. Before we go.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.